Well, once again, good morning. And to anyone who will be watching this later, you should be here. Because it's a beautiful atmosphere that fills this chapel today. Lots of love in the air. Well, this is the season of Advent, and we've talked about the Advent. We talked about it as a time of awakening, a time of coming into your spiritual nature, being aware of it. We lit a candle the first week. I'm going to try this. Spirit said, do it this way. We lit a candle the first week, and that candle was for faith and hope. We know hope is more of a human thing. You know, we hope that something will come out right. But through faith, we know it will come out right. We stand in the faith of our truth. And so, we'll relight the candle for faith. The second candle that was lit was peace. Now, if you think about it, without faith, it would be hard to have peace, because peace settles over and through us when we know what we truly are, when we know that in us there is something we can count on no matter what, when we know that everything is working for our good, therefore there's no reason not to have a spirit of peace from the inside out. You know, the world needs peace. And the scripture tells us, blessed are the peacemakers. When we go forth and our vibrations of peace, vibrations of faith, oh wow, we can overcome anything that's in the world, standing on faith and peace. So we light this candle today for peace. The peace that passeth all understanding. We don't know how or why it works. That doesn't matter. When we settle into our Christ nature, all is well. So today, our message is love. Love brings all these aspects together. You know, when you're going through trying experiences, when you think of them and hold love in your heart for everyone concerned, a whole new aspect opens up. When we listen to our hearts, the world say, don't listen to your heart. Listen to your head. But just try adding that one piece of glue. That love softens everything. That love can touch everything. You know why? Because love is God. God doesn't give love. Love is God. And guess what? You're part of that whole. And that takes us back to faith. What are you choosing to believe? We have a great opportunity. We have a great opportunity to open up and share love with the world, with the community, with ourselves, you know, begins in us. You can't love all that is life without first loving yourself. Part of that self is the Christ. Part of that self is something that can never be hurt or afraid. Part of that something is your connection to Spirit. You are first and foremost a spiritual being. When we get that, when we understand what that entails, it doesn't mean that nothing's going to happen to me. I'm going to go, the birds are going to sing all day. What it means is you have something to stand on. You have stamina. You have strength. You have that in you that can guide you through this thing called human experience. You know, most of us, through our lifetime, our experience of love has been on the human level. I knew nothing else but the human level. And you know what that taught me? That taught me that I can withhold my love from you whenever I want to, because I'm a human being, that I don't have anything in me that connects me with anything that says I should do otherwise. That love taught me that I could be selfish. I could give you some, but not give you some. That love taught me that I don't have to open my heart to all in the universe, just to some. But you know what? When we begin to learn, there's more to us than this flesh and bones. There's more to us than just existing as, well, for me, as Vernetta. There's more to life than mere existence. Because in us is that's precious. It's just as this babe that we celebrate on Christmas Day being birthed, being awakened. In us is that precious babe that needs the nurturing, that needs the love, that needs the faith, and that needs the peace in order to come forth and shine in the world. We have an example of that. We have an example of that, but it all comes back to what? Faith. What do you believe? Do you believe that in you is that spark of divinity? Do you believe that there's only one presence and one power in this universe, and guess where it is? Oh, glory. That's the glory. That's the hallelujah. It's in you. It's in you. Now, when we celebrate Christmas, some say the birth of the Christ. I say the awakening, because the Christ has always will be present in you. It's just, what is your awareness of that presence? You can tell that by how you're living your life. If you're living your life through those times of trial and tribulation, settling down in peace, knowing in faith that it's going to be all right. In those times, what do I say to myself? God's got you because you're a part of that whole. You're never, nothing can separate us from the love of God. If you take one thing home today, take that home. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. So today we're going to light this candle. This candle represents the attribute of love. The third Sunday celebration is love. Love is a different color. Love stands out because that love is going to be the connection, the binder. If you take time to just sit and think love, not human love, think about a love that surpasses anything in the universe. If you feel that activity of spirit moving in you, you're feeling the love that is for not just us here in this chapel, for all humanity. And when we bring it together with the other attributes, when we think of it in faith, when we think of it in peace, oh my, what a beautiful, beautiful thing to occur within you. That's the experience of the awakening. Now, yes, we're in this world. I'm aware of that. But I'm also aware that there is something in me. I am a part of something. I am a part of a process of moving and activity that is greater than anything in the world. And no matter what you tell me, no matter what you say, nothing is going to separate me from my love and the love that is in me as God. I want you to take some time. I want you to take some time to meditate on the aspect of not love that you give someone, but being love, stepping into space as love. I like this. There's a song by Sarah Bareilles. She wrote a song called Love is Christmas. Well, in it, these words still today resonate to me in me as when I first heard them. Love is who we are. No season can contain it. Love is who you are, not to just be experienced and practiced during this season that we call Christmas. Guess what? Christmas is every day in your heart. The awakening is every day in your heart. The Christ child is being brought forth every day in your heart. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You're awakening to your true self. And doesn't it feel pretty darn good? Yes. There's a story about a group of fifth graders who were asked to tell the Christmas story in their own language. Well, of course, they knew the basics. Mary and Joseph, the donkey, the angels, the star, the wise men, the kings, and the shepherds. And in a discussion about each character, one student said that under normal conditions, kings and shepherds would never hang out together. The kings would think they're better than the shepherds. And the shepherds would think that they were not fit to be in the presence of the kings. Finally, after a lot of discussion, they came to the conclusion that from the birth of Jesus, it taught that we should love one another. Kings, shepherds, animals, all hanging out together. That's a good lesson for us today. There's no this or that, black or white, Jewish or Muslim. At our very core, we are all one in the love of God. When we birth the awareness of the Christ consciousness, that is the Christ consciousness in everything we see, do, we cannot help but be unconditional love. We put away all that separation nonsense. And we see ourselves as one. This is the season of Advent. Take advantage. We had, well, there probably no more. There might be one more booklet out there. We have the Advent booklet, which helps you move along through this experience. Love. You know, a friend of mine said, we're all just walking each other home. We're all coming together as one. Even though it seems that this one is so far out and this one is so far out and we're never going to come to, we're all just walking one another home. We take time to look at each other and learn from each other and experience what the other has experienced in love. So let's take some time right now. We're going to take some time in meditation. And I want you to take a deep breath. You can focus on one of the candles, or you can just close your eyes gently. But I want you to take that deep breath and hold it, and then as you release it, feel yourself moving down into that heart region, into that seat of the throne within, into that space where there is no time, there is only love. Breathing in and breathing out. Feel yourselves as a part of love. It's a peace that settles over us when we focus on faith, hope, peace, and love. Breathing in and breathing out. Think of these words from the Corinthians. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, and is not proud. Love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Love never fails. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know the truth of our being. We know of the one presence and that one power that is moving in and throughout us. We know of the love that has been birthed within us here today. We are awakened to the truth of our being. We are the energy that moves this earth plane. And we do so in love. We know that our way-shower has said, the greatest of these is love. And Holy Spirit, we are that love right here, right now, on this earth plane. So for the awareness of this, for the knowing of this, for obeying the commandment we have been given to love one another as we have been loved from within. For all this, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. It is so. We stand on it in this moment. And we know it is so, and so we let it be. Amen.